Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hello, fashionpreneurs. It's Jess, CEO and founder of the Fashionpreneur Academy and your host of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I just told you guys last week that I wanted to roll out a special series for the month of November. You guys know I've been radio silent as it pertains to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I haven't been putting out a lot of entries, just been really locked in. And I told you guys I'm going to put out entries as I can. I can't be as consistent over there as I would love to right now. Focus has been on some other things and on some amazing students like the ones that you guys have been meeting over the past couple of weeks. So today I have another amazing fashionpreneur that I cannot wait for you all to meet. This one is so dear to my heart. We call each other cousins because it's been like family for years. And her spirit. I actually just met Morgan for the first time in person like 2 weeks ago, but we've been knowing each other in DMs for years, like over 4 years, I want to say, maybe three or four. But Morgan is a true fashionpreneur. She's been invested in a lot of our masterclasses, our courses, but I was so excited because I rolled out something specific to these three clients that you guys are seeing, a once in a lifetime experience. And Morgan hopped on and took advantage, but not just that. Today's conversation isn't just about, you know, her being a student of Fashionpreneur Academy. What's so dear to me is when Morgan came, I remember I had dropped her off at her hotel after we had dinner. And I would remember telling my team member that was in the car still, I was like, Morgan is just so beautiful, like just like plain beautiful. And I'm not just talking about how gorgeous she is on the outside. I'm just saying her peace, her spirit, you can feel it on her. And I'm so excited for Morgan, because Morgan has launched her brand. She is the founder and CEO of a brand called Shop Morgan B Styles. And I'm just excited for what's to come this month at Shop Morgan B Styles and ongoing beyond the month of November. But I'll let Morgan kind of introduce herself before I keep bragging on her. So I just wanted to welcome you guys back again for another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. And I wanted to let you guys know, don't kill me. Again, I have another episode next week with another fashionpreneur, but I don't know when I'll be back, if ever. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. We've been so busy. I'm so busy, but I wanted to really take some time and come back to y'all before Black Friday so y'all can hear these amazing, powerful stories from these women. And I wanted to come back right in time for you guys before next year. Y'all know I'm never gonna leave y'all hanging in fourth quarter now without giving you some gems in any way I possibly can. So today I'm excited to use and let God use not just me, but my student Morgan B to give y'all some gems. So without further ado, I want you all to meet Miss Morgan B. So Morgan, please introduce yourself to the Fashionpreneurs.
I feel so honored. I feel so honored. You about to make me cry over here.
Oh.
But I really appreciate it. I've been calling Jess my cousin ever since I found her on Instagram back in 2017-2018. And I am so proud to be a part of this journey with her finally and meeting her in person. But my name is Morgan B. I am the owner and CEO of Shop Morgan B Styles, which is a woman-owned luxury lifestyle brand. Just targeting boss moms like myself. We wear so many different hats and we wear so many different roles and everything Monday through Friday, but on the weekend, it's our time. It's our time to let loose. It's our time to spend time with family, whatever it may be, and whatever the weekend is for you. Just curating versatile styles for the boss mom on the go. And that's what I have.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So, okay, so Shop Morgan B, obviously, I know what it is. It's that luxury lifestyle brand. What does that mean to be a luxury lifestyle brand, though? Like, what does that mean to you?
To me, it means you're elevating because every different season of your life requires a different version of you. And with those elevations and different things, you're elevating to a better and newer version of you. Now, if you're just staying the same and you're not moving, then there's some things you need to adjust in your life. But for Shop Morgan B. Styles, we're elevating to the next level, whether it's in our career, whether it's as a Christian, a mom, whatever it is. We're elevating to the next level, and it is part of the lifestyle brand because when you elevate, everything in your corner in your circle requires to the next level in your lifestyle. So that's
I
what it
love
means
that.
to me.
I love that. Okay, so that puts me into the perspective of my next question. And so, how have you had to elevate to launch Shop Morgan B Styles? Because I'm sure that this has not been a cakewalk. We've been talking for years about development and to see where you are today with a fully launched label, your website, your content. I mean, you have grown so much, and I hope you take time to realize that and just kind of smell the roses. But how have you elevated since we like first connected, even before that? How have you just elevated as Shop Morgan B to be the CEO of Shop Morgan B Styles?
Well, Shop Morgan B. Styles initially started as a blog back in 2018 as I Am Morgan B. Basically, just talking about, showing how to transition your dresses to fit whatever season you're in and to wear it multiple ways. As time progressed, as blogs, not they don't die down, but it's like, okay, you need something else to shake. And I've always wanted to launch a retail store, like always, but I've always been very fearful. Like I can talk about clothes and do all of these things, but why can't I get the, why won't I let these people come to me instead and shop with me? So that's when it turned into Shop Morgan B. Styles in 2019. And I thought it was going to hinder me because that's when I got pregnant with my daughter. She came out of nowhere. She came out of nowhere. And then when I officially found out I was pregnant with her, I was already like 5 to 6 months. So then once she was born in November, which she'll be 3 this November coming up, we had a lot of challenges with her, but my faith did not waver. I cried, I prayed every single night, all of these different things. And then in March of 2020, that's when I decided to officially launch. And it has been going up ever since. Just basically, my faith has been trying to see me through it all because this is definitely not a cakewalk at all. I don't know how many times I cry in a day, but I get up and I keep on pushing.
I love that. I love that. And I love your transparency with just like, it sounds like part of your elevation wasn't just your faith, but also like motherhood. Like it molds you and it teaches you. And I'm not a mother yet at all, but I look at moms and I look at wives and I look at women. Like women are powerful. And I look at like the fact that you mentioned, it started as a blog, but it wasn't until after you became a mom that you went for your dreams. So how did motherhood make you want to go for your dreams? Because I know that your brand is for boss moms, right? So like, if it sounds like becoming a mom made you a boss versus you being a boss and then becoming the mom, there was something inside of you that like was triggered. It was like a resilience. How did your daughter create that resilience for you?
Well, I have 2 children. I have a son, he is 16, and then I have my daughter who's about to be 3. So it kind of started with my son in actuality because I wanted so much for us, but it just was so hard being a young teen mom and growing because we're growing together. And then when I turned 30, that's when I started realizing, like, okay, what I'm doing is not working. We have to keep going. And when I got pregnant with my daughter in 2019, it's just like, because she had medical issues, it's like, okay, it's game time. I have to do something to get to this next level, to get out of where I am, because it's not even about me anymore. It's about my kids. And also, it's about other women too, because they're looking to me to provide something for them. So it's just like, I can't just sleep on what God has given me, because if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I'm not only doing a disservice to the women and my kids, I'm doing a disservice to God, because he gave me this vision. He gave me this purpose, and he didn't have to give it to me, but he did. And I've asked him all my life since I was a kid, what am I supposed to do? And it didn't hit me, honestly, until I turned about 30, like, this is what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. This is what you're supposed to do. And with my kids coming along with me, because they're watching me, and I have a stepdaughter, she watches just about everything that I do. And she's turning 18, and she watches everything that I do. So I have to make sure that my blinders are on, and I'm walking in the right light for them, because my 2-year-old, she already want to put on makeup. You can't put on makeup. But I have to make sure that I'm doing the right things for them, so that when they get older, they know, like, hey, mom did this. I can go in this footstep, or I can go in another path, because she's leading the way for me.
That is good. That is just good. Like, okay, now you got questions popping up in my head. So, like, how you just mentioned something that I love to talk about. I mean, you know, I'm a faith-based woman. I go to God on everything, no matter how dark it gets. I believe him to carry me through. And I feel like last night I had a really long day yesterday, just a long day. And I mean, I think you had texted me. It took me a few hours to even, I had to like email you back. I didn't even text you back right away. It was just a long day, like a lot of tears, a lot of like, can it get any crazier? Black Friday's coming up. Our factory just shut down due to COVID-19. So all of our production is held up. We need it like yesterday. We had a photo shoot planned next week. We can't do the shoot. Production costs and expenses has gone up. It's just like insanity. It was like yesterday. It was like, oh my gosh. Like I had to fight through the day, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember getting in my face, praying, listening to my worship music. And I'm, right now I'm in this I'm in a group hosted by one of my mentors, and it's a faith-based group where we're fasting for 40 days and 40 nights right now. So I'm completely sober, no alcohol, nothing for 40 days. I just want to be completely sober. We all chose what we wanted to fast from. But last night in my quiet time, when I decided to take, I didn't finish working until like 11 o'clock at night yesterday, which I never do. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I had like gotten really hungry, so I ordered some dinner. And I was sitting in my chair in my kitchen, and it was on my spirit. God, he's never given me this assignment, but I noticed that God sometimes gives me assignments to keep me intact. And he gave me the assignment to write a letter to Irregular Exposure, a love letter to my brand. And I know when we saw each other a couple weeks ago, you guys wrote letters to your future selves. And my mentor that I'm talking about, whose group I'm in, she had me do that assignment before I saw y'all. So yesterday, fast forward, as soon as I sit down to eat my dinner, I hear God clearly say, write a love letter to Irregular Exposure. I had never thought of that. It was not me. And I wrote this letter, and I recited it to myself in tears. And I said, this is your why. This is why you do it. So I don't idolize my brand. I know what it is. I know that God blessed me with the vision. So when I wrote the letter, it was very interesting how I was just giving so much gratitude for not just Irregular Exposure as a brand. That's what it is, right? But to my brand being used at such a young age, God gave me that vision, right? So I just was giving thanks to the vision. Thank you, God, for giving me this, because it's not ours. Like, Shop Morgan B. Styles isn't yours. It's not about you. It's about God using you and trusting you with the call, right? And I realized in writing that letter, I'm like, this ain't about me. It's about the testimony that's going to come from this. It's about being chosen for the vision. So how heavy is that to carry, being chosen to carry out Shop Morgan B? Because, I mean, in this conversation, we've already talked about everything but clothes, because I think people need to understand that's just the vision God uses to grasp your attention.
Yes.
So how heavy is it carrying the vision right now?
Cried this morning. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I cried this morning because, like I said in the beginning, every elevation requires a different version of you.
Yes.
And I am in the process of elevating, and I feel it. And for these past like 2 or 3 days, I've been working out or whatever. I cried this morning because, just like you, yesterday had me beat, you know, with Halloween. And I was tired. And this morning, I didn't want to get up, and I didn't want to work out, but I cried and I said, Lord, just give me the strength. Mm-hmm. Give me the strength, because I know this is a doing that you're doing in me to be better at something else, whether it's being a better Christian because you have to be disciplined in that, whether it's being a mom because everybody requires your attention, and also just being a boss woman in general. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have people calling to you, looking to you to figure out what is to do next. When is this happening? What is this doing? So having that calling and being chosen in what you're doing, it's a wonderful feeling, but it's a heavy burden to carry. Mm-hmm. But in somebody was saying, I was listening to a podcast the other day. Somebody said, in your weakness, he brings you strength.
Yes. So
you have to be, even no matter how weak you are, he's coming to save you and strengthen you in that weakness. And the answer that you're looking for may not come right now, but it will definitely come right on time. And you will know that it's from him, because it will bring you peace. No chaos, no anything. So just carrying, being chosen is very difficult, but he will never give you, you know, hard battles. He will never give you nothing more that you can bear.
Yeah. And as you're talking, I'm listening to you, and I had to go to my phone because I wanted to send you my church service. It was on my spirit to send it to you. I just texted to you. And church last Sunday was, when I tell you, I've sent this service to at least 6 people. I mean, I'm going to have to send it out to everybody, because I mean, it was for me. It was made, handcrafted for me. And at the end, my bishop says, you know, late last night, around 11 p.m. to midnight, God woke me and made me change the whole word for today. I wasn't even supposed to be talking about this. And the word was about, we've been on a series about being chosen. And we were reading from the book of Haggai. And in the book of Haggai in chapter 2, God tells us, you're going to see in the word that you're going to receive, it's going to bless you so much. And it's about how when you are chosen, you have got to carry it out. Because basically we were talking about how in the book, there was a group, a community that was responsible for rebuilding a temple. It fell down and they were responsible for rebuilding. And they rebuilt for 2 years and then they stopped. They got tired of rebuilding. They stopped for 17 years. And then they started it back again. And I think it was like another 4 years, if I'm not mistaken. But it was a 6-year project. And they stopped for 17 years and started focusing on building other things instead of focusing on rebuilding the temple. And in the word, in the book of Haggai, it reads like, you know, the glory, doesn't it look completely different now? Like, it's not going to look like before, but as in it's going to look way better than before. The new temple that was finally built looked better than before. And my bishop talks about how y'all stopping 2 years into these projects where the blessing is at year 6. Like, they stopped in year 2 when it was a 6-year project. Y'all ain't even get to see what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Yes.
And it talked about how, like, what you have seen, like, you've never seen glory like this before. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you have a call in your life, I always tell people, like, you got to put it into the spiritual eyes, not the worldly eyes. You got to look at it spiritually and realize, like, man, when you got a call, it's so much bigger than you. God is going to bless you with the creativity. So all you new fashionpreneurs that are wanting to start your boutiques and your brands, like, you got to trust that, like, you don't have to know everything. I feel like sometimes we got to be control freaks. Like, I got to know what my next collection looks like for the next 2 years. If God placed on your heart to hold that torch, he is trusting you in an area that is so, not even just oversaturated, but so counterproductive to him, to his glory. People are creating all types of garments that don't bless him. I had to tell my team, they asked me about 3 or 4 times, are we going to be doing any promotions for Halloween? No, we don't celebrate Halloween. Our brand can't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't. And I still got upset because I saw an email that went out that said the word spooky. I was like, "Who? I told y'all." They're like, you know, can we participate in this meme? Can we participate in this trend? I really want to make this trend, this costume trend. No, it's not serving my God. And I don't, and I understand, you know, when you got kids, go take them trick-or-treating. Who cares, right? They don't understand that. But for me and where I am in my walk and the responsibility I have now, having over 300,000 followers in total collaboratively through all social platforms, mailing lists, I can't do that. So there's something about higher levels that comes along with the walk. So I know that your vision obviously has been blessed. So like, what do you feel like God has placed on you as far as purpose for these women that you're serving? Like, what do you feel like your purpose is and how you serving them? What is God making you do for this, these people that you are creating community within Shop Morgan B Styles for?
I feel like they, besides just the clothing, when you look good, you feel good. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I'm providing that service, you know, those products to them, I feel like I'm also supposed to motivate them and encourage them in some type of way too, because like I said, we as moms, even just women in general, we wear so many different hats and it gets hard. Like, you may have a day where your toddler or your teenager just didn't want to act right that day. Mm-hmm. And so you had to go in your closet and just cry it out. Your man don't want to clean up. So you're carrying the load to clean up everything. So you go in the shower and you cry, because I do that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just, we need that encouragement to uplift and to know that where you are is not your final destination. Your relationship will get better. Your motherhood will get better. But in order for it to get better, just like with faith, faith without works is dead. And if you don't put the necessary work into getting better, then it will always stay the same. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And so my purpose for them is, of course, looking good, but feeling good and providing that encouragement to them is more so my testimony for them.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Okay. So it's November. Black Friday is loading. And guys, Morgan and I have been working together in a very intimate cohort that I have. And she has been scaling and working and working and working and working. So the payoff is here. That's just what it is. The vision is showing that, the progress is showing that you've already had your brand for years already. I've watched you grow. I've watched the content. So with the pieces that you curate, you don't just buy and style these pieces, but you also are going to be designing, which I'm excited about coming soon. But what can we expect right now from November to like next year at Shop Morgan B Styles? Like from Black Friday this year up to November next year, how can we expect to see Morgan B positioned, and how can we partake in that?
So what we're going to see now coming up is Thanksgiving is around the corner and I'm already hungry. So we are coming with these living room looks, honey. And then because we got to look good for the living room, but you know, sometimes people like to turn up after a good home food meal. So we're going to have looks for that. And then just from then going forward, we're in the process of adding plus size, because I know my thick moms, they're looking for me to provide something. And on top of that, we're working on trying to get custom designs in regards to suits and everything. So element of that now, because we're networking, we are boss women in either corporate or our own journeys, and we have speaking engagements to go to, we have networking events to go to, you know, all of these different things. So be looking for like more elevation, more luxury, more custom design and different things like that. So I can't wait to show that. And I have one design that's ready to go. It just needs to be executed.
And you're in it. You have all your contacts, all your relationships. So I'm excited to see that happen. But I'm really excited about Black Friday, because I know about these living room looks that they don't know about yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for them to see those looks. I'm excited for them to see the after after living room looks as well. So make sure you got enough stock because it's going to be a good time. So I feel like we talked a lot about vulnerability. We talked a lot about this walk and we talked about how heavy it is. But in spite of, do you feel like you're happy right now with the development and just carrying the torch? Do you feel like you're happy in it?
I feel very happy. I feel very proud because I've came so far from not thinking that I wasn't going to be able to do anything to now in the process of growing and scaling, you know, women all over the world. Like, I feel like Selena, like she said, she wanted everybody to wear her clothing and look what happened. They did, you know, despite, you know, the circumstances that happened. But I feel the same way. I want all the boss moms and, you know, just women growing into themselves to wear my clothing. No, it's more than just about wearing the outfit. It's your lifestyle, because when you know, when you put this on, your lifestyle is going to change. You're getting that dream house. You're getting that dream job or entrepreneurial business, whatever you're doing. You're getting that dream car. You're getting those things. So that's how I feel about that. And I'm very proud and happy of the progress I've made so far.
Yay. Okay. 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 So we talked about lifestyle. We talked about vision. I feel like your spirit, you can feel God on your spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And when you have a vision and you have a responsibility, I feel like sometimes people want to feel that energy. They want to come in contact with it. Is Morgan B doing anything more than fashion anytime soon? Is it beyond apparel? Or are you still right now just focused on developing your brand? Like, if I wanted to know what's next as far as like events or anything, does Morgan B have anything like that coming up soon that you want to share?
Yes. In 23, I am working on some in-person events, you know, where you can shop, but also where we can have a safe community to grow and build as women and as moms in general. So the best thing to do right now is to join my email list at morganbstyles.com and get on that email list to see the new things that are happening and coming. And also a subscription will be placed as well, too. But right now, the best is the email, morganbstyles.com.
Perfect. And then we can follow you on Instagram. And what type of content can we expect on Instagram? What can we expect to see from Morgan B?
What we are going to be expecting is, of course, how to transition your looks from day to night. We are going to be looking at how to wear these outfits and where you can wear these outfits to, how these outfits are going to make you feel, and the motivation behind the purpose of who you are and transitioning into the next level of who you are. You can follow me at my personal page, which is iam.morganb. But of course, the business side, we're doing Shop Morgan B Styles because we need these looks, honey.
Okay. Yes, yes, y'all. So this Black Friday, all my bosses, my moms, and just my women that understand vision, that understand that you want some great pieces, you want to look good on that couch when you are stuffed with that turkey. This is where you come. You come to Shop Morgan B Styles. Morgan, I'm so excited to share this entry with the fashionpreneurs because, like I said, we've been knowing each other for so long now, but your vision is so on point now. Like, it's always been there, but you are so in tune with your responsibility. And I think that's different. Things happen differently in that space. So I'm excited to share this. Is there anything else you want to share with the fashionpreneurs right now before I ask this final question to you?
No, I don't have anything, but I just want to thank you so much, Jess, for always just being there and just being supportive in everything that you do. And it's not just with us as your students, but just everyone as a whole. You are willing to share. You are willing to provide where many are not. And for that, that's very much appreciative and thankful, because a lot of people sleep on that and you don't do that. And I appreciate that so much. So whatever investment that you have, it's worth it double time, because if you giving out free game, no matter, it's going to be 10 times better once you pay the investment. And I'm so happy that I did.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you. I did not ask her to do that, y'all. At all. Thank you. Okay. Well, my last question before we go to you, if you could give any piece of advice to a fashionpreneur that, like yourself, may have been, you know, watching for years, watching other brands grow, watching other people's success, feeling like, you know, I want to do this, but I'm not sure if it's my call. I'm not sure how to answer this call on my life. I'm not sure if I want to launch this brand. I don't know where to start. Like, what advice do you have to somebody that was like you back in 2017, 2016? Like, what advice do you have to that fashionpreneur listening to you right now speak?
First thing I would do is, you know, look at people who are already walking the walk that you want to walk. Like, my first person when I got into content, when I found Jess, like, boom. I already knew I wanted to do a brand, but I wasn't sure if I was supposed to put it out there. But do your research and follow the people that are already walking the walk that you want to walk. Then after that, you need to pray on it and just ask if this is something that you are supposed to do with the calling of your life, because it can come in so many different ways. It can come through social media. It can come through a dream. It can come through, you know, a stranger that you don't even know, but for some reason they put something on you and you know it's meant for you to do. But do your research, follow the people that are walking in the line that you want to walk, pray about it for sure. And if you know it's something that you want to do as well, after you get your green light from God, just start putting in the work necessary. It can be something as an hour or 2 hours a day. And once you keep building that brick, you'll see the Great Wall of China behind you, and you'll you will be so much further than where you were. You just never know. But instead of just starting, do your research first, pray about it, then start putting in the work. And once you see it, you'll see the Great Wall of China behind you.
I love that. That's great advice. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, on that note, I'm going to end it here, Morgan. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. Thank you for sharing your time, your spirit, your faith walk. I know I asked a lot of questions that weren't planned today, but I felt like the spirit was there. We had to go through it. And I thank you. Just blessed a lot of people. So y'all make sure y'all are shopping with Shop Morgan B. Styles, not just for this holiday season, but ongoing. And please make sure y'all subscribe, because Morgan has a lot of surprises that she's working on, and I know she'll speak about them when the time is near. So make sure y'all are subscribed, follow on Instagram. I'll put everything in the description below so y'all can check that out. But yes, thank y'all for tuning in to another powerful entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Thank you. Bye.